On Sunday, when the Broncos and Seahawks face off in the Super Bowl, there will no doubt be gorgeous precision passes and wily running moves. There will also be massive hits, tackles, and collisions that can have the same punishing force as a car crash. And the effects of those hits are now well known. Hundreds of players who suffered head trauma in the NFL have been diagnosed with dementia, ALS, Parkinson's, and severe cognitive decline. On autopsy, the brains of more than 50 players who have died show clear signs of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. Our co-host Melissa Block spent time this week with one retired player who is struggling with post-concussion syndrome. Melissa visited former NFL special teams player Sean Morey.
Sean Morey is now 37. He ended his career in 2010 on the advice of doctors. Morey was the rare Ivy League player who made it to the NFL. He was a star player at Brown, scrappy and tenacious, and small by NFL standards, just 5'10", 190 pounds. But he was fast and played smart. And he made it not just to the NFL, but to the Super Bowl twice. The first time in 2006 with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
But if you say, who has the advantage in special teams, I think it's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sean Morey was special teams captain.
And Super Bowl 40 underway in Detroit.
The kick goes. The Steelers would go on to win the Super Bowl that year. Morey made it to the Super Bowl again with the Arizona Cardinals and the Pro Bowl. And in 2008, his Cardinals became the only team in NFL history to win a game in overtime with a blocked punt when Morey launched himself like a missile at the punter.
Dallas will punt from his goal line. He's got it. Here they come. Cardinals blocked it. It's picked up. It's a touchdown. Cardinals win. Monty Beisel with the touchdown. Sean Morey with the block. How about them Cardinals?
By the end of his career, Morey was considered one of the best special teams players in the league. Special teams, they're the guys who sprint down the field to block and tackle on kickoffs and punts. Because of the speed and the explosive collisions that result, the kickoff return has been considered one of the most dangerous plays in football. Sean Morey was what's called a wedge breaker, fast and relentless.
I basically hit and blocked everything I could as hard as I could. Anything that moved.
And over his career, he suffered dozens of concussions.
Somewhere in the high 20s. You know, I was pretty reluctant to admit how many I'd had.
But he can remember them in photographic detail.
I can rattle off a ton of them.
But in 2006, the Super Bowl against Seattle.
So somebody had peeled back and they just cracked back, blocked, and hit me right in the side of the temple. And that was a rough one.
In 2007, against Carolina.
And I hit with the crown on my head, and I was asleep. You feel like you're waking up from a dream. But you see the grass, you hear the noise, and you realize, oh, I'm in a football game. So then you get up and I start walking, but I'm walking sideways.
And in 2009, his final season against Detroit.
I literally had 4 concussions in that game. Every time I hit somebody, it was like getting tasered.
What did the doctors tell you when they told you you need to retire? What did they tell you about what would happen if you didn't?
Well, they said that there's a chance you'll never get over these headaches. You've been symptomatic for too long, and I just can't with a clear conscience let you play football anymore. You've got to retire.
These days, Sean Morey has a sizable pharmacy in his medicine cabinet at his home in Princeton, New Jersey.
So, trazodone for sleep, propranolol for, you know, it's a beta blocker to help headaches, Lexapro, antidepressant, lengthen my fuse, Ritalin, extended-release Ritalin, and then there's also methylphenidate, which is 5 milligrams, so that if
Morey gets crushing headaches that incapacitate him for days at a time. He has trouble focusing. He forgets things, loses his train of thought. Sometimes he explodes in rage.
Is there any question for you that what you've been experiencing and all the symptoms you've had, that that's connected to football and to concussion?
Do I question whether my symptoms were or were not related to brain trauma? No, there's no question whatsoever. Like, you cannot feel that kind of pain and have it not be related to brain damage. The way I felt, the dysfunction, the pain, the misery, the confusion, the desperation, the depression, it's completely, like, there were instances in my life that they would never have existed had I not damaged my brain.
Let me ask you what you do hear from people, which is they knew what they were getting into.
Oh, that
there was
kills
no
me.
Secret Don't even start. That this is a dangerous,
nobody
violent
has a,
sport.
Nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody can anticipate this. Like I can sit here and I can explain and I can tell you it's going to be a hell of a lot different if you're the one experiencing it. It is completely unraveling. There's no other way to put it. Like, oh, well, they knew what they were getting themselves into. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Let's be real. I mean, the NFL purported that there was no long-term issues to suffering concussions. And in fact, they said that you could go back into the same game with a concussion with no issues.
There's a lot of denial. And it's a very scary injury and a scary disease for any family because you can't see it.
This is Sean Morey's wife, Kara Gardner-Morey. They met at Brown, where she was a star hockey player. She's had concussions herself.
When it started, I mean, you ask yourself all the things that everybody's asking. How did we not know? I was a human biology major at Brown, so I remember saying to Sean, of course we knew there would be damage if you smash your head all the time. Like, of course we knew. We knew it from boxers. I just didn't know that's what he was doing every day.
As I talk with Kara and Sean Morey, I find myself noticing every time he veers off course, he'll lose himself on a verbal tangent and then wonder aloud where he's ended up.
And what was the question?
Kara Morey is left to wonder about her husband. Is this normal?
I didn't think he was making up the pain and stuff. But when he would talk about memory issues, that he would go to the fridge and open it and not know what he was getting. To me, that was normal. I had 3 young kids. I never knew what I was doing in the fridge. So you just brush it off. Like, you're fine. I can't remember so-and-so's phone number. Well, who remembers a phone number, you know? The hardest thing about this is you don't know what is normal coping mechanisms with young kids or, you know, what are normal stressors that are going to make you react different. What is brain trauma? I don't know what is what, but he used to be very outgoing and funny, and it's hard to laugh around him now. Probably in 4 years, we don't really laugh.
But the worst is the rage when he loses control, shouting at his wife and 3 young daughters.
He gets a look in his eyes that you're pretty sure you've never met this person in your life before because he doesn't look anything like the person you know. It's very scary, and his voice is really scary. It's a type of rage that I had never seen, and I don't think anyone should ever see, and I don't think my girl should ever have seen it.
But they have seen it, like the major blow-up one day last spring. Sean winces as Kara recalls what happened.
Very bad, like ripped the car speakers out of the car and slammed the doors and started walking in the middle of nowhere. And then the kids are crying, whereas daddy going just like, very traumatic, and they know a lot. I hear them talking. They say, well, daddy played football and it really injured his brain. So
they say that?
Yep.
Was it scary for you, Sean, that rage part?
You know, I know that there's years of my life, but more importantly, there's years of my daughter's life that I wish I could re-script, that I wish I could do over. And no kid should ever have to go through that. It's sometimes the thing that would scare me is sometimes I thought, like, when am I going to get better? And, you know, sometimes I would have really good days and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm clear. And then wham, it would hit me and I'd be shut down for 2 or 3 days. I basically had a headache for like 2.5 years. It was just
been 4 years.
Yeah. But I mean, the ones that were so debilitating. And yeah,
just
I know.
I had them last week.
I know.
You
but
always, when we have these things, though, you always act like it's over, and I don't think it is. I don't even think it's close to over.
You said something earlier, Kara, about being in denial, and I wonder if you're still in some kind of denial. Like, do you accept that Sean has a brain injury?
No, probably not. I'm sure I'm in some denial because I think it would be really hard to accept, is this what it's going to be like forever or is it going to be progressively worse? I don't want to ask myself that question because I'm scared of what the answer would be, as in, I think he did a lot of damage to his brain, I think, optimistically, and hope, and really hope that it can heal.
Sean Morey is among dozens of retired NFL players who have agreed to donate their brains for medical research when they die. He hopes his brain might provide some answers. For now, he accepts that the damage he sustained is permanent. He doesn't think it's getting worse, so he tries to adapt. He writes a lot of reminder notes, sets alerts on his phone, stays on top of his meds, and he's devoted himself obsessively to learning about concussions and helping other players who are suffering. First as founder of the Players Union Committee on Traumatic Brain Injury, now as an independent advocate for players' health.
Hey, how's it going? This is Sean.
On a commuter train to New York, Morey spends a lot of time on his cell phone talking with other retired players.
It's kind of sobering that people are struggling, but they're just grinding it out.
He's trying to persuade them to join him and intervene in the $765 million concussion settlement that's now being reviewed by a federal judge. The deal was reached between the NFL and thousands of retired players, but Morey's concerned that a lot of players are left out. Players who may not have Parkinson's or ALS, but are still suffering the consequences of brain injury in the NFL.
One of my old teammates I talked with the other day, he has a friend that has, you know, early onset dementia, and because he's not showing enough of a decline, he doesn't qualify. And that's the thing that I find, you know, unconscionable.
The deal is so bad, Morey feels no one should accept it. And he tells the players there's strength in numbers.
Okay, so you're on board. That's okay. All right. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
This Sunday, Sean Morey will be watching the Super Bowl from his living room couch.
When you watch it, knowing what you know now, will you be watching that game in a different way?
Not really. I mean, I'll watch the game. You know, That's a lie. I mean, I watch, and every time someone gets concussed, I'll rewind it. Basically, I'm looking at, did they even evaluate him? Did anybody look at him? Did they shrug it off? What's the report back? Well, they're saying, oh, he got shaken up on the field. The first thing is, oh, he got shaken up. They won't use the word concussion.
So you are watching it differently.
I'm watching it. I'm like an educated, informed spectator. I watch it more closely.
That's former NFL player Sean Morey talking with our co-host, Melissa Block.